Blog Talk Radio.
And I got the HD blues, and my life feels kind of rough. Baby, I won't ever, ever give up. You might see me moving.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by our sponsors, Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. I'm your host today, Katie Jackson, and today, our guest is founder and CEO of We Have a Face, James Balvano, who is also a very dear friend to Help for HD International and is a very close friend of mine personally. So I'm very excited to do this show with him today, and he's a very good family friend too. I told my children I got to interview James today, and my oldest was sad because she just wants to hear his voice and she's begging for him to come back to California and see her. James is an incredible, amazing, strong advocate for HD and the JHD community. We Have a Face is amazing. It has tons of programs and projects. Fun fact, James Balvano actually helped found Help for HD and got it off the ground and was the producer of this radio show for many years and ran this show. So we were laughing when we were going on the air because I said, does this sound familiar? He ran it for years. Yeah, we all know that James is an amazing film producer and director, and he made, you know, we all have seen the first film, majority of us. Yeah, and if you haven't, see it. But he actually has gone and taken it to a whole nother level now with doing JHD, which we are so thankful for. He partnered with us on The Warriors, and now he has taken it to an international level, starting to film The Purple Road. And he actually just got back from Europe. So we are really excited to have James on today to talk about his trip and everything going on with The Purple Road. Welcome to the show, James.
Wow, thank you so much, Katie, for that. It is awesome to be back, and I feel the same way about you and Help for HD. Help for HD will always have a part of my heart, and so I'm not going to get emotional right now, okay? But thank you
We're
so
family.
Much.
That's
I really appreciate it. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah. So many people with HD and JHD in the HD and JHD community are familiar with the documentary The Hunt. Like I said, the Huntington's Disease Project, Removing the Mask, which was completed in 2015. But what was your inspiration of filming a documentary that focuses on JHD?
Well, great question. Now, you know this. Creating and producing a film is always a grueling task. And when you make a decision to create a film, there are many objectives and, in many cases, many obstacles. So you must be as careful and mindful as possible. But as a filmmaker, you have to make sure you push boundaries and try to educate as many viewers as you can. I mean, that's something that you personally know. And so after the first film exited the film festival circuits, you know, we had already discussed producing another film, and of course for juvenile Huntington's disease, but it needed to take some time and, of course, funding. It's all funding, funding, funding. So for far too long, in all of our opinions, JHD has been hidden like it doesn't even exist. It almost seemed as if it was taboo to even discuss JHD, but as with the first film, you know, we had to make a plan to go for it. And, you know, like when you guys, you know, piloted and stated that you were going to do the Warriors, I mean, it's just an incredible experience. And in some cases, it's really hard to explain because you have to take a dual role. You've got to be the advocate, and in some cases the patient, behind the camera, and then, you know, the human within the project, because you have got to target certain topics that are, you know, let's face it, they're hard to discuss, you know, and
yeah,
I know
yeah.
that you know that personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just got to go for it.
James, but the one thing you have always been, since I've known you for as many years as we have been friends, is that doesn't intimidate you. You are willing to talk about subjects that are hard to advocate for your community. So, I mean, that's always.
And it wasn't always an easy road. It wasn't always an easy road.
Sure.
And I think as time goes by, you know, people respect and they get to know you. They give you the opportunity. They give you the chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's face this: we're all in it together, and we never want to hurt the community in which we are serving. And so it's that delicate balance. Now, I mean, I know the Warriors is not yet available to be seen, but oh my God! I mean, Katie, I mean, we sat there for 11 days at your house. I mean, when people see it, you know. You kind of say to yourself, what do you want people who view it to take away from it? And people don't get to see what happens behind the scenes, the emotion, the ripping of a part of yourself to make a film like this, because let's face it, no one's done it before. And in some cases, you know me, I'm honest, in some cases when a film is tried to be created, and it is, it doesn't hit the mark. And it leaves our community feeling incomplete. So our job is to make sure that we hit it out of the ballpark, because time's running out.
Yeah. And, you know, and I you know, I don't know if anyone has ever thought, you know, I think that people have been really excited that we've taken on these projects and we've worked together on this. But, you know, the one thing that we've gone into this full-heartedly with the JHD community from day one is that it's all pure intentions. I mean, your company and my company have both raised thousands and thousands of dollars for juvenile Huntington's disease research. We have never taken it as a company. We have never, you know, we've always given back. And it was just fitting for both of us to come together and tell this story that we, in the process of us funding this research and meeting these families that we did over the years of starting the JHD initiatives, it was fitting for us to tell their story. And we're telling the story because it needs to be told. And we're giving all the proceeds back to research. So this project, the Warriors and the Purple Road were projects to set up to support and help this community.
Absolutely. And that there in itself is how, what I look at it from a bird's eye view is we fast forward, right? And both films are out. Both films are being seen by the world. And then the whatever funding that we bring in, to be able to cut that check for research, that's the icing on the cake. That's when you know what you've done was the right thing.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely, because these children need help.
Very true.
Yeah. So let's talk about what part of the world did filming The Purple Road take you to?
Oh, Lord. I'll try not to ramble. Well, we began filming in Brockville, Ontario, Canada last year. And I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with Cindy Moore. Everyone knows who Cindy Moore is, and her daughter, Erin Wade, who has juvenile Huntington's. Now, as you also know, Cindy Moore is also the president of We Have a Face Canada. And let me tell you, Katie, she is an amazing person and has an amazing network of friends and family, and especially community members who all advocate for JHD. Now, she'll tell you, you know, it has taken time for her to build that network. But it was awesome to be able to sit with Cindy. Now, like I said, I've known Cindy for a while. In time for the interview. So it's like drum roll. Oh, my God, here we go. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be raw. And, you know, I was capture Cindy's testimony, and I was able to film Erin's daily activities. It was inspirational. You know, when you hear a mother's story, they're fighting for their children. So behind the camera, you are director, you are producer, and a lot of the time I walk away from the camera because it's hard. it's hard to be filmed, number one. I mean, these are not actors. These are raw, in-the-flesh community members. And it's hard because even though I knew of Cindy's story, to be able to hear it in the flesh, to see the raw emotions, it was just overwhelming, but at the same time, a blessed gift. And, you know, we went, you know, all the way to every topic that you can possibly imagine. And Cindy is among the many mama bears out there that are willing to openly and freely speak about this disease and what it does to them. So, mm-hmm. you know, shout out to Cindy. I totally appreciate Cindy and Erin and their family because they took us in.
Yeah.
They took us into their home. And then we traveled to the UK and Germany. It was a wow factor. It was a wow factor. You know, we've been working on a program called HD3, which will be piloted in England very soon. So this filming tour, I met with my vice president, Carol Kennedy, of We Have a Face England and Wales, to film her. Within the film, there'll be an overview of what this program entails, and especially with providing global education on juvenile Huntington's. So, you know, Carol Kennedy is a nurse and has had years of experience with Huntington's disease, and, of course, she's a professional trainer. So the fit is amazing, and her heart is golden. So we're really excited because, you know, we kind of said, do we want to put that in the film? And I said, you know what, I think we should, because why not? It's going to be an educational tool, you know? So that part of England was absolutely sensational. And I don't know if your listeners have seen, but Marietta Robertson, she is just an amazing human being. She came along. She even helped film an interview. It was a brilliant experience. And along our path in England, we walked the streets of Christchurch and met hundreds of people. We went into store after store, educated, handing out pamphlets, just letting them know what We Have a Face is all about and what we're planning on doing, that, hello, we're filming in Christchurch. And Mary was just so amazing because her way of advocacy is so unique. She just touches you with her eyes, with her heart, and you just can't turn away from her. So the connections that we built in England were outstanding. And a huge group of exchange students, I think their ages were between 14 and 17, well, they went on a JHD walk with us and took a huge photo with us and took magazines and went home to whichever country that they live. So it was an amazing experience to film there. And then, of course, it leads me into Germany, where we finally were able to meet the one and only Dr. Herwig Lange. And I'm hoping that you personally help for HD meet Dr. Lange, because he is one of the most incredible, educated, vetted doctors who have seen countless JHD patients. The George Huntington Institute is beyond anything that I could actually explain. I've captured about 6 hours of film. Not 6 hours of film that's going to go in the film, but I was captivated. I mean, Katie, you know this. You know when you go into Dr. Jan Nolte's lab and you just feel glued, loved, absorbed, and, you know, oh, good song, staying alive.
I know. And look, it's pulling us off the show. I think we may have to call back in, James. It looks like it's mixing us with someone else. Literally, we would have glitches when we had had to deal with them for so many years.
I hear you. It is what it is.
Oh my gosh. No, let's call back in, because I'm going to oh my goodness, I wonder what happened. I wonder if
are we not live?
I don't know. It's so interesting because you heard someone talking and they were singing Staying Alive, and then I don't really know what's happening.
That is live radio, sweetheart. And, of course, what
this
better day to happen?
Exactly.
Well, are we still live?
It literally is pulling us off the air, it looks like. So let's do you mind if we hang up and call back?
No, not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay, let me I'm getting a whole bunch of texts saying that you guys are not live anymore. So let me
okay.
pull it down.
Then I'll call back in. Yeah, just text
okay,
me.
Okay, all right.
I'll call
give
you
me,
back
give
in.
Me. Okay, honey. Okay.
All right. Bye.